Always seek advice from a doctor or health professional before starting any exercise program. Heartbreak. Getting aerobically fitter actually gives our heart a break of sorts. By making it more efficient, it takes less effort for the heart to get its work done. There is a significant difference in the number of times the heart of a fit person will need to beat compared to an unfit individual. If we could reduce the workload on a mechanical pump, we could safely assume that it should last longer before wearing out. We often talk about wear and tear of our skeletal muscles and joints, and we accept that. But what about the wear and tear or stress on the heart? Shouldn't it be spared when possible? The average person takes in about 16 breaths per minute, which is roughly 23,000 breaths per day, or close to 8.5 million breaths per year. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Even more amazing is the fact that, at rest, the average person's heart beats roughly 70 times per minute, over 100,000 times per day, or over 36.5 million times per year. Of course, those figures would be dwarfed by the number of times red blood cells pick up some oxygen and deliver it to working muscle cells. See how even average human bodies are truly magnificent and worth taking care of? Does that make you want to look after your heart and lungs? Upgrading our stamina. When we perform activities that require more stamina, such as walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, and dancing, we adapt internally to become more efficient at carrying and delivering oxygen. Our bodies upgrade our oxygen delivery system, also known as our cardiovascular system, by strengthening the heart muscle to pump a higher volume of blood each time the heart beats. Our body also grows extra red blood cells, so we have more oxygen-carrying boats. Our bodies can even develop new blood vessels or improve existing ones to give us more or bigger streams and rivers for these boats to travel around. The result is that those with extra red blood cells, improved blood vessels, and a stronger heartbeat can absorb and deliver more than twice the oxygen inhaled compared to their unfit counterparts. This explains why fitter individuals have a lower resting heart rate. An efficient cardiovascular system means the heart can beat more slowly when the body is at rest and still supply the whole body's oxygen needs. An unfit person's heart rate, at rest, works at around 90 beats per minute, or over 3.75 billion beats over an 80-year lifespan. Super fit people can maintain a resting heart rate of 40 beats per minute, or 1.7 billion beats over the same lifespan. That's a difference of 2 billion heartbeats. Miguel Indurain, a 5-time Tour de France winner, was recorded as having a resting heart rate of 28 beats per minute, which means that his heart only needed to beat once every 2 seconds. Upgrading your body from unfit to average or average to fit could save your heart over 10 million beats per year. If your heart could thank you for that, I'm sure it would. Much of the rest of your body would also be pleased with your newfound fitness levels as your balanced exercise program raises your energy levels, tones your muscles, reduces excess body fat levels, improves circulation, and increases feel-good factor through serotonin production. You may also get a longevity boost. Heart rates in mammals tend to be inversely proportionate to their average lifespan. That means a higher heart rate usually means a shorter life. Lowering your heart rate could give you extra years to enjoy. When physically fit, active, and energetic, those extra years should give you quality along with quantity. What to expect? In my experience of endurance fitness training, there's a hump that most people need to get past to see very noticeable improvements in their aerobic fitness. This hump is often passed as early as 6 to 8 weeks into training. Almost everybody experiences great progress by the 12th week, once a balanced exercise program is followed consistently and combined with a balanced nutritional program. There are various approaches to deciding how intense exercise should be. Some believe in no pain, no gain. Some like to wear heart rate monitors and increase or decrease the intensity to work at a specific heart rate. If you have a pre-existing heart condition, I would certainly recommend using a heart rate monitor. I personally prefer to listen to my body, and as such, I have been a fan of the RPE scale for many years. This stands for the rate of perceived exertion. To use this scale, you simply apply a number out of 10 to rate the level of exertion or effort you experience while exercising. How to rate your exertion level? 1. At rest with no exertion beyond the effort of breathing. 2. Resting, but with slight effort such as sitting upright. 3. Light, very easy movement. 4. Active, but could comfortably sustain for hours. 5. More active, noticing increased heart rate and breathing rate. 6. Very active, sustainable, can hold a short conversation. 7. Challenging activity, but could sustain for 30 minutes plus. 8. High intensity activity, difficulty speaking more than a few words. 9. Almost maximum effort, sustainable for maybe 15 to 30 seconds. 10. Maximum effort possible, exhausted within 10 seconds. The best thing about using this scale is that it is personalized and requires no equipment or instructor to monitor. Jogging at 8 kilometers per hour, for example, could be rated a 5 by an experienced and fit runner, but an 8 to an unfit beginner. Aiming to exercise at an effort rating of 6 or 7 will stimulate your body enough to improve its cardiovascular fitness without overstressing the system. To reach this 6 or 7, the unfit beginner may need to walk briskly initially, rather than jog, as jogging could be too intense. As the beginner gets fitter, the brisk walk will become easier, lowering to a 5 on the scale. Then, some jogging would need to be introduced gradually to reach that RPE rating of 6 or 7. Using this scale promotes steady improvement within a manageable comfort range. When we peak and fitness gains level off, using this scale allows us to maintain what we have developed already. This scale also allows us to modify our exercise according to how we feel on the day. If we're feeling a little tired, we will naturally do a little less to reach our 6 or 7. If feeling more energetic, we'll naturally do a little more. This, I feel, is far more beneficial than sticking to a set distance, speed, or intensity no matter what the body is telling us. Starting out. Consult a doctor before beginning any exercise program if you have any health concerns. In the earlier stages of fitness development, advice and instruction should be sought to get the best results and remain safe. It took me years to learn the shortcuts to getting results. There is no easy route to fitness, but there are certainly ways to train and eat smarter. Advice from professionals can allow you to get the benefit from your instructor's years of experience, using their motivation and encouragement to get you through the tougher times and over any humps you encounter. In time, as you learn about your body and develop good habits, you'll need less support from professionals and can develop your own training programs and nutritional plans to suit your needs. A very simple way to begin developing stamina without equipment or cost is to commit to 30 minutes per day of walking. If fitness levels are very low, this can be divided into 2 15-minute walks, 3 10-minute walks, or even 6 5-minute walks. If extremely unfit, 1 minute walks to a front gate or around the house will bring about positive change. The key thing is that you aim to reach 6 or 7 on the RPE scale. When physically capable, start to introduce a slow jog for 10 to 30 seconds out of every 5 minutes. Slowly, week by week, increase that jog time to 40 seconds, then 50, then 60, staying with your 6 or 7 on the RPE scale. Always listen to your body and stop if you feel pain, discomfort, or dizziness. You should find, over time, that you'll spend more of your time running than walking. Eventually, you should be jogging the entire 30 minutes. You could seek out a local running club for advice and motivation, as many clubs have programs aimed solely at beginners. If running is not your thing, you may stick to walking, but as your fitness improves, challenge yourself with a faster pace and hilly routes to stay exercising at 6 or 7 on the RPE scale. You could also join a hill walking club for company and guidance. This approach of consistency, listening to your body, and gradual improvement should be applied to any form of exercise you begin. That includes swimming, cycling, dancing, aerobics, yoga, gym training, or more. I would highly recommend combining several forms of exercise to develop all-round fitness, more social contact, and to keep your exercise program interesting. Always seek advice from a doctor or health professional before starting any exercise program.